Let's look at board job responsibility, because that was from last time as well. I don't think we should. I think we should kind of look at this because there's been some problems that have existed because of it. So we can, we need to get to look at this.
I got a question for the board though. If the road is turned over to the county, can we drive ATVs on it, unlicensed vehicles?
No.
All the friends' vehicles are unlicensed, but my scout's unlicensed, which it is right now, but I was thinking about dropping it since it doesn't leave the ranch. What are all the people we got, the guests that drive ATVs, are they going to get citations?
Well, how do I get,
how do we get back
from point A to point B?
Without
if I can't use my opinion.
You can drive them to town, and you don't have to have a license.
You can't drive an ATV.
You can't drive them on the street. No, that's not legal.
On the sidewalk, you can. We write them all.
Well, they don't enforce it.
They don't.
Well, that, who knows, like you say, from now versus next time, and they're going to enforce.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
If you've got an illegal vehicle,
the ATVs,
you can't tell the our renters to drive there and get the citations.
If they don't enforce it, doesn't mean some cop's not going to have a hair in his nose that day and say, I'm going to enforce this one up the hill.
We're going to have X number of people with citations. I'm just asking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for sure what areas are designated. Half the streets in Kanab are ATV.
They're talking about that being a Great Western Trail.
Right.
So that would make it ATVable.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Right.
That would be an ATV.
In fact, it's already listed as
Grant. Oh, you're talking about his. I thought you were talking about his four-wheeler, but
no, he's got other vehicles.
Two of the trucks that I ride all the time are all licensed for the street and properly insured. Two of the trucks are not.
And they're the ones that have a fire stopping plan.
So.
Well, they're exempt from law because they're fire, you see, because all the government agencies are exempt from the law. Okay. Don't you know that?
And we have to incorporate as a township or...
She's talking now, see, and she wanted to get out of here. We're listening. What I'm finding is sometimes there are jobs that... Who's supposed to do this, and then it's done, and then you thought it was your job to do, and wait a minute, I thought you had done it, then it didn't get done. So just real quickly, we need to address some of these issues so that we're not spinning our wheels. It's done once, and you know that if that's your job, that's what you're doing. So looking at the jobs and the positions, let's start with treasurer.
I'm the only one that filled one out here.
Filled it out? No. He sent one in.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh.
You didn't send everyone?
Yep, you did.
What did you?
I don't have it.
Oh, fuck.
I printed off everything I got.
I would like to make a suggestion with the amount of work that is involved, and really and truly with an executive secretary manager, things are starting to get to a point where, well, who wrote the check and what's that check for and what are we doing here and there? Years and years now, it has been the ranch manager's position, and then she gets checks signed and trying to... Okay.
Secretary.
Bookkeeper.
Okay. What I'm trying to get at is I would like to propose a different way to have payments made if you know that they are on a regular basis. Every year you've got, or every month you have these going out. Instead of having to write the check, we have updates from Barbara. If we can do it electronically and have those bills paid, the specific ones, whether it's the payment for the tractor or grader, whether it be payments for propane or whatever, set up that account and it is done. She doesn't have to find you. You don't have to be busy. I'm busy. Dale's busy. Whatever. It's a matter of these are the bills that are paid on a monthly basis. I don't know if you pay your bills that way. I do. It not only saves time, it saves money, and it is very efficient. I would propose that as a way to circumvent some of the problems that we've been having.
That way you also have a very clear track record where everything went.
Well, those are automatic. We already know where they go because those are the ones that I sign. It's the other ones that the way I don't sign that I don't know where it is. those are the ones that I do know is paid or whatever. The reason I say don't do that is because so many times we put them into electronic payment, you cannot believe how hard it is to get it out if we have to change it.
No, it's not hard. I do it all the time. You want to delete it, you delete that one.
You have to elect it every time you have to fill in the amount.
It's a one-time payment.
One time. Each time. The bill comes in.
I know what you're saying. Don't do that way. No.
Yeah.
No, it's not an automatic. No, it comes up and it's listed. This is the bill that's come in. This is the date it's due. This is the amount it is. Do you want to pay that or do you want to pay more? You click pay. Boom, you go down, check by check free, whatever, and on that specific date, it is paid. You have a form that shows you all the dates that everything was paid, the amount that was paid.
Through the month, you print out everything that was paid through the month, and it's right there on the
whole. And that would save time on everybody's part. And this is why I'm proposing, you know, if we're going to be up to date with things, why don't we do that portion as well? That's just part of my thought was there.
Okay.
And that way, it's paid for, you're responsible for it, you know that it's paid, you can go in and use it even the same password and double check and make sure that everything's been done. Then they give you confirmation that it's been paid.
But you need to check and balance, too, at the same time to make sure that
sure.
So you got to have more than one person.
You know.
So,
I'm proposing this to Barbara.
I think the check and balance is that you see it as, nobody calls for a check register
there.
For this meeting. But you guys notice you've got a lane on your places here. Your check register printed out. Right.
Well, I brought it.
No, I brought you one. But I brought one from the bank.
Yeah.
But I can print those off. But
yours
doesn't show the ones that you just
right.
signed.
Right.
So this was one. Every single check that was written out for the last December 1st, it shows every single check and what account it went into and what it was for. And I just think that's what you guys should be looking at each month, is you should be saying, oh, okay, that's where the money went. So you know what's going on.
The other thing we should be looking at every month is the budget report. Where do we stand in relation to the
yeah,
budget?
And that's another thing that when I was doing financial reports every single month, I brought the staff and I brought the check register. Remember, Phil? Did we not do that, Dale? That's what we brought. Budget versus actual what money had been spent and a check register.
And that's what I think the financial report should be.
Yep.
Specifically.
Yeah, and it should be.
And that's what it should be.
Yeah.
So that we know exactly what's happening, and if she's got everything electronic,
it's
done.
Anyone of you that has access to password could look at it anytime, see?
Well, you can't look at the password. You can't go to the bank and get it. You've got to go to the computer.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah, go to the computer and get it. But you put the password in on the computer. You're using the same password. Doesn't know who did it in and it in.
Any computer.
Yeah.
You can pick up
from
business that has the budget.
That can be the. But in terms of the bank activity, anyone can look at
it. Out.
But she's got
to
do that.
Yeah.
Go to the internet.
Her, yeah.
Okay. I don't know how hers is set up.
Yeah, hers is different. Okay.
And as I say, if we did try it for a period of time after it's been set up and you don't like it, I mean, you just go in and say delete and then you carry on your normal way. But that way it takes time off of her. No stamps, no mail, this or that. It's done.
There'll still be some, though, because you have those odd ones.
Well, we do know that, because it's the major ones that they follow. But overall, and I think that would help. And another thing, I have to say, I appreciate tremendously the effort you put into the last meeting with putting the budget and different ideas for income and such. And I liked your ideas. What I did like, though, was to see a spreadsheet. That helped me look at this and say, I know exactly where we are. Now, if this isn't something that you're familiar with or I am, I'm going to learn this because I like it. And I don't want anybody on the board to feel that, you know, I'm stepping on your toes and taking your job. And Dale's doing the water rights. And by golly, he's stepping on my toes. And this is from before. All I know is I think we all have expertise, and I think if we can work together, and I will say, Larry, I mean, that's what he went to school for. This is how he knows how to do this. So I don't want you to feel bad. I don't want anybody else to feel like I'm not doing my job that I'm supposed to be doing, and Barbara's taking it, or Phil or Larry or me. I think if we can find a level that, you know what, is that your area?
Yeah, but if Larry's going to do it, Larry could call me and say, this is what
he emailed it. he emailed it to us long, long time ago for us to look at it for one idea.
If Larry was going to do that and take over the job, then he should at least contact me that I could work with him. If he wants to do the spreadsheet, I do have a spreadsheet program. I didn't put it on there. I did see Larry.
But I understand what you're saying, but the thing was...
I certainly wasn't expecting a new job. I thought we had agreed that all of the
input.
Board members would provide input into the budget. I just saw it as input.
There was the time which we did not think we'd be able to meet in November due to the fact that individuals were not in the country. So I had emailed everybody and said, you know, let's put some ideas about the budget. Let's put some ideas as to how we're going to work here and wish lists and different things that we can do. I did put that out to everybody, and that's how he came forward with it. And I remarked, I worked with Barbara on it to see how it was going, and that's what I'm just saying. We have to work together, and I don't think the idea was to work against anybody, but that was something that he had sent, and I could read it, and I could go through it. And at that point, I hadn't gotten anything else from anybody else, and that's what we need to do is, you know what, if he's willing to take that on, that doesn't mean you're not doing your job, because you do have a very specific job with the budget and the monthly what's going on.
And I understand that. The thing is, he has already been doing the audit for how many years? He already had all that information, which I didn't even have all that information. I have information from when I lived here. In 2004 to 2005, that's the stuff that I had. He has all those past records, which was really good for him to be able to plug him in. I appreciate that. I emailed him and I said that. I appreciate the fact that he did that and put it out. But there still needs to be some communication to say, okay, these are some things that I had issues. My thing is, am I supposed to go to him and do this? I'm not sure what we're supposed to do. It's just like Barbara's. I know we're going to get the meeting today. We'll bring our information up. We'll talk to Barbara about her wish list or her things coming. Whether she needs 7 emails for everybody coming or whether we can just come here and talk about it together, I feel like that's what the board meeting is for. But the board meeting
doesn't
have a lot of time.
No, the problem is, as she said and as I said to Dale and a number of you, there are some issues that perhaps we could resolve or get a handle on before we come here. And I know many executive meetings, you have an executive meeting before you have the board meeting, so you get everything together. We don't have that option, so the email is what we do. And that's why I said, you know, if there's issues, Larry had said he still didn't like, or his dad didn't like the color of the background of the website. Well, I understand from Barb now that it's already been lighter, but maybe that's not enough. That's not an issue that I think we need to say right here at the meeting. If there's some ideas, like I said, I didn't think we were going to make the November 26th meeting, so what can we put in here? What can we say here together to come together? When Dale had put on their DSROA program, and I said, Dale, what do you mean by that? He thought that I was being offensive to him and being subjective and what... No, it's like, if we're all going to be on the same page, let's all be on the same page and come together through email and come here and then talk about it. And that's why I said, you know, get those ideas rolling. What can we do? And using the people who have the expertise in that specific area. And then my question to you is, well, if he has all this stuff and knowledge, should he be treasurer and you be secretary?
No, because I don't have time to write
that problem. Okay. So in other words, we're going to have to use everybody the best we can, our input and our communication, and that's the best thing that we can do. And I mean it, Dale, when I have asked for input or what you're doing with this, it's only so that somehow I got to be president. Somehow. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I can't run my own meeting. You're all board members, but I want to know what you're talking about. I will not look like a dummy. I want to know what's happening. I want you to talk to me. And I said that to you in the beginning. I want you to talk to me. What are the ideas? And again, at our last meeting, Sal didn't agree with everybody. Larry and I didn't always agree with everybody, but you know what? We came together and there was something good that happened. And I want you to think in the same manner. We must use everybody's expertise, and you've got a lot. But I want to talk with you. I want all of us to talk to one another, that communication. Because if it doesn't happen, you're feeling that nothing will happen is exactly what will happen. But so far, we're on the right track. Things are happening. We've got assignments that are due the next meeting. And I don't want people to say, well, I didn't have time for it and I couldn't do that. We're excited about it, Dale.
My assignment, teacher.
You got homework.
Your assignment was to do something with the wildlife. You want to make up something? And it was to bring some ideas that you might have as to how we're going to spend some of that money, because it's in the budget, to make yours more effective at the ranch.
We made some good solid progress today.
Good solid progress.
I still find them.
Still need to take your time for us.
Okay. Now, if Dale, your idea is to review all this information for the Meadow Canyon, to revisit it in January. Our next meeting we have to plan. I have a problem in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It's going to have to be a length of time that everybody has time to put something together.
Last thing on the agenda is the next.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where we are?
Mm-hmm.
I got my can out.
I think Val's getting hungry.
I think we need to talk about something, because, like I say, I know, and I'm a bulldog, we need to have those rules and regs or legal documents. If we can come together, we need to do that. If it's only going to take a month, that's fine. If we can just iron those things out. And that's what needs to really, really be done. We've hung up long enough on it, and you've admitted that, and Phil. So we need to move on with it.
It's a very simple process, and we can do it very easily and very quickly. I think that the rules and regulations and the bylaws and the
protective covenants
suggest now, but I think it can be done very quickly, easily.
Well, remember, we work together. It's not behind the closed doors, and it's not one versus another. And I see some good things happening there. I don't want animosity. I want what's best for the ranch.
Right.
Okay.